Během života potkáte různé osobnosti. Za mnohými z nich stojí zajímavé životní příběhy. A ty nás v Progressus Invest Holding inspirují a motivují. V našich podcastech se s vámi podělíme o tyto příběhy, které nás všechny posouvají dál.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the next episode of the Progress Your Mind podcast by the investment group Progressus Invest Holding. This time, exceptionally from Karlsbad, where the International Film Festival is currently taking place, by which Progressus Group is a proud partner. And now, I'm pleased to welcome here another intriguing guest, Will Rajala. Welcome, Will.
Thank you very much.
About Will. Will is a Finnish professional snowmobile instructor, trained for avalanche rescue and wilderness first aid. He is first pro avalanche guide in Europe, specialized in motorized search and rescue operations, organizing snowmobile adventures in Finland, Sweden, Norway, Iceland, Chile, Lebanon, Turkey, Russia, and Svalbard. This man, who has more than 30 years experience in snow-covered mountains, also collaborated with the legendary Brett Professor Rasmussen for multiple years. Well, welcome to Karlsbad, and thank you for accepting our invitation and coming to see us.
Thank you. This is very interesting to be here. It's the first time for me.
Great. Thank you very much. You've certainly had an interesting life so far, but I will go back to the beginning. We all have dreams. Every child has dreams. Can you remember who you wanted to be or you wanted to do when you were a kid?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I live in north in Lapland, in Finland, in the Arctic Circle. There's a long winter and a lot of snow and cold. And I used to spend my childhood in my grandparents' farm, doing all kind of farm works, forest works, and you tow the logs, the wood from the forest with the snowmobile. But in that time, there were very weak power, and you couldn't go in outside the trail. And I think I was maybe 8 years old or something. Then I saw first time a more powerful machine that you can gather more speed and maybe go outside of the track. And then I knew that when I tried a machine in the soft snow, that that's the thing what I want to do, surf. And that's how everything started. But not beginning with the snowmobile, actually with another tool, snowboard.
Exactly, that was my second question. I know that it didn't start with the snowmobile at the beginning, but I know about you that you have got great sports career behind you. Can you tell us more about this? Why snowboard racing?
Yeah, so I think it was like 1983 or 4. I saw first time something interesting in the movies. It was Warren Miller, very legendary ski movies. Blizzard of Awe or something like that, name of the movie. Very artistic way how to present free skiing and powder snow. And they have an interesting ski, wider than the original ones. And they were standing sideways. And then I saw later in Eurosport, I think it was the first European World Championships. And for some reason, I don't know, don't even remember how nowadays, I reached a ski shop in Helsinki and asked if they have this white ski. And they told that monoski. I said, no, not monoski. Something you stand different way. And they said, it's a snowboard. I didn't know the name. And I bought it. And yeah, it was hard for the first few days because I was the first one. No one to show me how to do it. But when you pick it up, I fall in love with the curves. The turns, the curves, the G-forces, the powder turns, everything. And that was my first love, and it still is. I love the snow, and I love turning around. And I guess if we have had two lives, or more lives than one, I guess I've been a surfer before or something. I'm still hunting the perfect turn.
I totally understand because I remember myself starting with snowboard, like falling down and getting up all the time. But it was a pure love. I fell in love and I really understand you. We also speak about motivation here with our guest. What motivates you at that time? Mm. I know that you were very successful and you didn't say about your success.
Yeah.
Can you tell us how successful you were that time?
Yeah. So it started from pure interest and then you start feeling that you get much more out of that. And I heard about the competitions and I went for, I think it was 85 or 86 for the national championships. Did quite well. And then they invited me to European championships in the same year. And that's how it started. I see all the young boys and girls all around the world, also from Asia, North America, doing the same sport. And for sure, it was sport already then, but with a different spirit. Like everybody was happy and helping each other and cheering up and wanted to build up the community already in that time without any social media or anything like that. And it took me for 15 years. I was able to build like a professional career as a professional racer, and I tour around the world, the World Cup, and I think my best result was 7th in the World Championships, and then of course many victories in Finnish or Swedish or any Scandinavian races. But that was very interesting time.
And very impressive.
Thank you.
There must have been times when it didn't work out as you expected, or maybe you were exhausted. What cheered you up?
For sure. Like we all have times that don't go as planned, or you get injured, or things just change. Like COVID 2 years ago when it came like suddenly from the sky. But I think in life, in your career, in work and everything. So you need to have a longer perspective. Like you need to see the goal where you're reaching. And if you get obstacles, so try to find a way how to do that. Sometimes like you need to maybe give some time and wait or find another way or leave something for that moment. And then maybe you find it again a bit later. But for me, it's been always the goal, the long term. I'm trying to see always where to go. But it hasn't been easy always, for sure, no.
This was the first stage of your life. Mm-hmm. And now I'm interested in your second stage or another one.
Yeah.
Why did you choose the business you are doing right now while snowmobiles as a platform for business?
Yeah. I guess everything happens by purpose. So after the career, so I'm calling to myself like a proper business, like something else than the sport business or outdoor business. And, after 10, 15 years for that and traveling a lot around the world, one day I just decided in an airplane that I want to do things what I enjoy. I don't say that I didn't never have enjoyed the things what I have done, but I wanted to combine the things. And in that time, it was a bit challenges in the business as well. So I wanted to find something what also makes you happy. Money gives you possibilities, and it can make you happy for short moments too. But the real happiness comes from inside you. And then I remember that I spent first 20 years out in the mountains, in the snow, in the nature. And during that time, so I slowed down riding snowmobile. I started to ride more with the snowmobile because they develop a lot. They came much lighter, more powerful, more capable. I did a lot of heli skiing after my career, and then snowcat skiing as well. And then at the end, the poor man heli skiing, I took the snowmobile and snowboard with me and ride up the mountain and kick down the snowmobile alone, and then ride with my snowboard. And I one morning I just left the board in a car and go riding because I decided that this way I can make way more turns, because not only downwards but upside, sideways, and I can go to so large area because I'm still hunting the fresh powder every time I go out there. That's the best thing you can do in the snow. So that kind of started to interest more and more, and I first tackled more from the angle of the riding technique and the snow safety. There's still a lot of to do with that as well. And as you mentioned, so I work with one of the legends from the sport, Brett Rasmussen from USA, for a couple of years, and very interesting times. But then more and more I started to bring it towards adventures, or I don't know what else to call it, and to give the opportunity for other people to see the same beauty of the nature, what I have experienced already, or bring them to the places I know it's amazing sceneries or best snow in that time, or, you know, whatever is the angle. And that's kind of how it all started about 7-8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I know, yeah. You mentioned a few services you offer to people.
Yeah.
I put some of them down and I'll read. So you offer professional guide services, riding technique, training, troubleshooting, avalanche awareness, location search, and many others. Who are these activities suitable for? Mm. Who can do these activities? Mm.
Basically, anybody who has some basic capability, for example, riding bicycle or, you know, carry themselves, their body in a certain way. Almost everybody. And in the north where I live, so snowmobile is a very natural tool or machine to move around by authorities or professionals or reindeer herders, or more and more also in the tourist industry. But less young people come to the work where they need to have the skills to operate that machine. And I have a quite wide range of services, from the riding techniques to troubleshooting, also great for authorities. And then, you know, a lot about the safety, not only about avalanche safety or snow safety, but also about safe usage of the machine, because it's very powerful and you need to know how to use it, and you know, like, start from the basic things to use a helmet first and a safety leash and all that, like in a snowboarding or skiing world. Like when I was racing, gosh, it's almost 30 years ago, so
sometime
yeah, so helmets were not so common in the beginning. You have headbands or just beanies, and
no helmet, yeah. Just a cap, that
yeah,
was all,
yeah. And can you imagine to go now out for
me?
Skiing without helmet?
I can't really imagine.
No.
I would feel nervous and weird.
Yeah. So this still happens in with the people who ride snowmobile, especially the ones who work. So they don't see the need yet for that.
Work-life balance is very important for everyone, for all of us. Mm. And everybody should strive to have it. Mm. What can these activities bring to people in their lives?
Yeah. So what I'm more specialized nowadays is that when the group goes out with me, they can be mixed group or only female or male, beginners or professionals. So it doesn't matter if there's a topic for learning or not, if it's just for leisure, but they get much more. So snowmobile, it's actually only a tool. When you leave the daily routines behind, when you go to the nature, you can go, same happens when you go by foot, hiking, biking, kayaking, skiing with the snowmobile. When you get out to the wild nature, to the big landscapes, no humans, no buildings, no noise, nothing. You need to respect the nature. You need to read the nature, the landscape, the weather, all of that. So, you start to leave the daily roles behind. the stress started to get relief. And with the snowmobile, as many another activities where you need to do yourself, you can't have a chauffeur. You need to do it yourself. So you need to focus for a while what you do. Maybe do some physical, maybe get a bit sweaty, maybe we get some little issues, we get stuck or something. So you focus. Focus something different. And you also reach something. We reach the mountaintop or a new valley or, you know, wherever is the destination. And it's really amazing to see when we shut down the engines, it's complete silence, or you can hear wind or something. I have a different, it's amazing, and I have a group of different people. Everybody start to feel like human again, and there are no roles anymore, and stress is gone,
yes.
Hopefully. And that's one of the best parts. So they get the opportunity to feel free again for a moment and feel themselves, feel who they are, and no need to keep the role you have in a daily life. We all have roles.
This sounds like perfect activities for everyone, and everyone should experience this,
yeah.
At least.
Sure.
So if I understand correctly, just to sum it up, these activities are perfect tool like for individuals, for groups, for companies, for authorities.
Yeah, for authorities, so as an educational point, it's good, like ski patrols, military, depending for the country and who's taking care for safety. So they always need education, and maybe there is more safer ways how to use the machine, or maybe the machine is more capable than you think about that, or maybe the heavy utility machine, when you know the right technique, maybe it's more nimble in a deep snow and you can do much more. But yeah, and for individuals, as we already spoken, so they can get new experiences. But also for the companies or groups, it's a great tool for team building. Because the truth is that it doesn't matter at the end what title you have or who you are in your civil life, because we go there out with a team and we must come back as a team. If there are any struggles or accidents, or we get stuck or whatever happens, we work as a team. And it really works in natural way for that. And that's I have used quite a lot in the past few years with different small groups, executive groups, or whoever they want to send.
Well, are you able to rest?
I am.
Or how do you rest?
For the summertime, so I try to have a few months for do something else, and of course plan for that and do some other sports. Like I like a lot hiking. But the nice thing is that it doesn't feel for work. Like I believe that people is, human is super happy when you do something for your living, that it doesn't even feel for the work. I enjoy every day out there, and I don't mind if it's rainy, storm, calm, sunny. It's always beautiful, different, of course. But doesn't really feel like work. I don't need to push myself. Like, I'm happy every morning to go out there. Winter is anyhow so short, like 6, 7, 8 months, depending where you start and where you end. But it's not really like fully around. And
the world is dealing with issue of global warming.
Mm.
How, what effect does it have on those remote areas you operate?
Yeah.
Because I know that you travel, as I said, you organize these trips to Finland, Sweden, Russia, all over the world.
Mm. Yeah.
What effects does it have?
That's a good question. And it's true that many times in those Arctic areas or remote areas in the mountains, so you actually see the change quite a lot in some places. So for example, in Nordic countries or Iceland or Svalbard, past few years, it's been strange weather. Like this year, I think it was in March. March. So the heat wave pushed through Iceland, to Svalbard, to Scandinavia. Everything melt for a while and rivers start open again and then the winter came back. Or spring can come earlier or can be opposite as well. That 2 years ago in Sweden, it was snow until August or something in the mountains. Crazy long season. But I would say that the ups and downs have get more stronger. It can be really heavy winter or warm periods of the winter, but it's changed for sure. And in some areas, you can see the glaciers are getting a bit smaller or doesn't grow anymore. Like in Sweden, every year, I think it's like 1 or 2 meters, the glacier is getting less height. So,
if you compare, maybe, if you have any idea, you know really well, and if you compare it with how it looked 10 years ago and how it looks now, is it visible? Is the difference visible? Is there any place you really know that where you can see the difference?
Yeah, you can see the difference, like if we look like 10 years back or a bit longer. So Svalbard is one of them, the huge archipelago between the North Pole and Norway. Maybe that's the most where you can see that it used to have a longer time snow, or it came earlier the snow, or it was more snow, and it was white till the ocean, but not always anymore. And that's why they also try to protect the area now more and more. And maybe that's the most you can see. Same thing in the Middle East. It sounds a bit funny, but like they have a great mountain range, for example, in Lebanon or Turkey or all the way to the Eurasia. So same thing, that some winters are long, 5-6 months, sometimes only 1 or 2 months. So maybe in the both ends, it's more visible. In Scandinavia, it's been more or less the same, similar, but still not the same like 10, 20 years ago, the winters.
What do you find the most magical about the snow and the mountains?
There are so many things for that, because it's pure, it's white, like crystals, billions of diamonds, the silence, the wild animals, reindeers, wolverines, all kind of birds you can see. It's endless, it's untouched and just beautiful. And of course, when the night comes, so Northern Lights, always spectacular. Never get tired of watching those. Just the whole packet, whole nature. I love winter. I love the cold, fresh air, cold snow. The snowflakes themselves are magical. It's hard to pick up one or two things. It's just the whole thing, the whole winter. And it's more like a journey. The snowmobile is a great tool, great machine to reach places that it's hard by foot or skis, or sometimes even with a helicopter. You can get to the places, and when you shut down the engine, you know, to listen to silence and see the nature, just sit down and breathe. The whole environment is just beautiful.
So, don't you want to say that you don't like going on holidays and spend some time by the sea? Or do you?
I do, yeah. not as a young so much. And I just wanted to find more snow from all over the world, all year round. But I do like it's nice to have a few months summer and like. Now here it's a fantastic weather and warm rays, and of course I do. But I couldn't imagine myself to live at the moment without the snow. But you never know, maybe when I'm old enough, so when I've got enough. But now I still love the winter. But yeah, for sure, I love to have a change and I need to warm up myself too in the summertime a bit.
By the way, what is the weather like in Finland these days?
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's normally in northern Lapland, so it's not that warm. So when we talk about the how to notice the climate change, so in the summertime, you can maybe notice more. So it's more warmer. It's like here. It was last week. And it's not very often like that.
I mean, hard to imagine 35, 30 degrees in Finland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really hard for me to imagine that.
Yeah. And same thing like Iceland, even in Greenland, they, I think last year or 2 years ago, they have a crazy warm summer. And in the summer months, you can see the change quite a lot.
Wow. Well, what are the plans for the future or any goals? What's next?
Yeah. So soon I start to look forward that the snow start to drop down. I for sure hope that the world situation would keep more balance, more stable with COVID and all another crisis and dramas we face around. But I'm looking for more turns, naturally. And hopefully some new areas. Greenland will be one of the new destinations for the future. And I also never been in Asia. Like I know in India, not part of China, especially in Japan, they have a great mountains, dry snow. That would be maybe interesting to experience.
For sure.
In the near future.
For sure. Great. Well, thank you for the coming and meeting with me, talking with me. And to the rest of you, thank you for your attention. And don't forget to follow us on all podcast applications. Have a nice day.
Jsme mezinárodní investiční skupina Progressus, která spravuje rozmanité portfolio inovativních firm a projektů. Podnikáme především v oblasti realitního developmentu a výrobního průmyslu. Máme zázemí v České republice, působíme po celé střední Evropě a chceme naše aktivity dále rozšiřovat na západ od našich hranic.